What's up, everybody? This is Moonshine Shotgun Mulligan Podcast. Sitting here with a new collection called the Tiger Woods Collection. This is going to be a new series of Tiger Woods big time golf tournaments. We're starting it off with the 2019 Masters. So this is a new thing that I'm just trying to roll out to see how it goes, see how everybody enjoys it. So basically, your boy Moonshine just drinks bourbon. Kind of takes it back to how this podcast started on my own, just kind of talking about some golf. We got Tiger Woods 2019 Masters. I want my listeners, if you're not in the car, to turn on your TV, go to YouTube, go to the 2019 broadcast. We're going to start this baby out 17, 22 minutes into the broadcast. So again, it's 2019 Masters Tournament Final Round broadcast on YouTube. Let's do it. So it's kind of the broadcast starts off with DeSham hitting his hole in one, looking much tinier than he was. Tiger Woods getting ready to start his round. Bringing it on to Webb Simpson. Puts it pretty close. Man, Bryson is frail compared to what he is right now. That is crazy. I mean, you got to give the guy props a little bit. Hate him or not. I mean, look at the difference in his body right now. That's absurd. Yeah, look at this shot. Draws it in. Hole 16. Right off the top bank. What a beaut. Great shot by Bryson. You got Michael in the background going crazy.
I must tell you, this is my 20th year.
So Koepka coming in hot. He's 10 under, going for birdie on the first hole. Let's go to Koepka. Leaving a little short.
There's another one coming today, too. There's Koepka. Just pops it up there. Looking for a little two-putt par start.
So we got our final group. We got Francesco Molinari, the Italian stallion.
Do an understatement.
As you remember, these past couple years leading up into this tournament, Molinari was playing some really solid golf. I mean, he was not missing any of his tournaments that he was top contention in.
I mean, at age 35, he just went to a whole new place with his game.
He's our leader at minus 13, starting on hole one. This is your lovely par four up the hill, dogleg right.
Play strategy after what we saw with Brooks Koepka.
What's he going to do off the first tee?
Makes the fair no trouble and thoughts of hitting the weak
course, Mr. Consistent. Fairways, man.
A little concerned. It's going to just stick on the upslope.
And you got Tony Finau.
Board, please. Tony Finau.
Now, you got to worry about Tony Finau.
29 years old.
I mean, we know now that he's got his first win, but you always wonder whether he could have made a run here. So he's starting out minus 11, two off the pace. Where's he going to go off the first tee? Looking for a cut swing here. Ah, that's the miss. That is a common miss on the hole one. They go for the little cut because they're worried about that bunker off the right. Right into the trees on the left. Pine straw. Let's go. We got the goat, baby. Can he do it? Can he do it? Coming in with the mock red.
Will this be the day that
Tiger Woods. He's also minus 11, couple off the pace. He needs a good start.
Tiger with a major.
Also for the cut swing. What does he do? Put it on the left side. Let's go.
2 years ago, Jim, Tiger didn't think he would play golf again. Used back operation.
So, folks, we are at 2:20 into the broadcast. 22:20, excuse me, into the broadcast. Tiger Woods, final round. Francesco Molinari. If you're following along, Poulter's putting right now for birdie on hole one ahead. Can he make it? A little short there, Ian.
As the tee shots were struck. Back on the tee at one, so opening pars for everyone in that group.
So again, folks, we are everyone is on the live course. Watching the 2019 Masters. Tiger Woods, the GOAT. Can he come back? It's your boy Moonshine looking at the azaleas. Let's go.
The Masters.
Everybody, just listen to the music.
AT&T. IBM. Let's put
that's all you need.
And by Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
This is the 2019 broadcast, S&P style, baby. Jordan Spieth on hole five, minus seven. Can he make the bird down the hill? Oh, he demolished it. Dude, you hit it to freaking Texas from New York on that putt. Come on, bro.
The ridge line there where Jordan's ball is. That's how close it is. Let's go to four.
John Rahm.
John Rahm from the bunk, front side bunk. Can he get it up and down? The Spaniard. Oh, he sure can.
Short game.
Puts it to about a foot.
The artistry of this place is.
I do love an uphill bunker shot.
Really good stuff with John Rahm as we go back to the.
All right, we're back to hole one. Fairway, Tiger and Molinari looking at their approach shot.
Way back, it's just going to be a good.
Classically, you got to start out pretty nice at the Masters, from what I've noticed. Final round group, set the tone. The Italian Stallion, can he do it?
Nice little ridge to the right to the hole.
Little breeze to the right.
Nice little buffer. Let's draw it in there.
Looking to draw it into the back left pin placement.
Now watch that edge. Watch
ooh,
that
and
edge.
He cooks it a little bit.
It's so soft, Jim. Wow.
All right, not too bad off the back left,
that's
but
that's a fine shot. Simple.
Had a little too much draw action on it.
Tiger will be next, and then Finau.
Better watch out. Tiger's coming through, baby.
Tangled up in the pine straw. They have issues with his swing with the tree.
Swing is so pure. Tiger's got 174.
In his interview with Amanda,
I bet he's hitting like a wedge.
Even with the media gathering after.
Looks like it.
How he's got to be patient today. He needs to get off to a good start. He has not played the first five holes that well this week.
He's going to try to draw it in. Looks like it's coming in the middle of the green. Looks slight draw. Let's go. You can't beat that, Tiger. Uphill putt. Throw him back a little bit, but he's got about now he's about 25 feet, 30 feet. It's getting a little bit further back, but two-putt distance, you know, get it started.
Yeah, there's some restriction here for sure. Going to have to go really upright with it. But he has to show a backswing. Anyway,
Tony's not in a good position. He's 134, but he's right on the pine straw, right up against a tree. He just got a punch out.
There you go. Keep going, keep going.
Nice punch out, Tony. Oh, he got screwed by the sprinkler. Just stops his ball completely. Brooks up on hole. Two, par five, the one that cuts down the hill. Hard dog leg left. And it looks like he yanks it a little bit left. Let's see if he makes it over the trees. Oh, perfect, Brooks. A little left, but is he you could not do any better than that. As long as, yeah, it looks like he got around the corner.
Down around the corner.
Pink dogwood, baby.
Thread the drive down between the majestic pines, down towards the left edge of that right bunker. Avoid the left because it rolls down into the little.
Faldo's giving us a little
320 would be a great
preview
shot
of the dogwood.
Opening to the green. Sometimes the
one of my favorite holes in the course, to be honest, in the front nine especially.
A way up area just short. There's a tricky little pitch today.
I don't know why it's pretty basic hole, but
long isn't too bad.
I just love that almost 90 degree turn left. All right, we're up to five. Jordan Spieth, can he save his par to stay at minus seven?
On the fifth.
Long putt. Ooh, misses it off the left lip. I mean, dude, that's what you get for demolishing it past the hole.
Turn of it began. That wonderful springtime tradition on a Thursday morning. Jack Nicklaus.
You got to love the honorary start.
Arriving.
Old Jack and Gary. Gary still got it, man. Watch this cut. Oh, Gary, he's got a turn.
Ripped it down the middle. And Jack.
Jack's getting a little tight. Let's see what he pulls off. Not too bad, Jack. He's still got a little bit of some move there.
Get the first.
All right, back to one. Tony Finau.
Chip and run.
About 35 yards out, it looks like. Just a nice pitch. Wow. That's a short game. If I just had a short game, half of what these dudes had, still wouldn't be great, but I would be a much better golfer.
Everybody's so engrossed in their own game right now, their own thoughts. Just want to get off smoothly, settle down. Well, one thing they didn't have to do is wait around all morning and early afternoon before the usual final pairing would be right in the neighborhood of 3 o'clock. So maybe it's better.
So Molinari's staring down his putt.
Just get it started here today.
Oh, absolutely.
He's off the fringe, absolutely. Back left, as we talked about.
Think about it. You go through. You know, probably had to go. Many were saying they were going to get up at six. Tiger probably got up at four.
It is a little bit difficult of a start if you bogey here. He's got the two-stroke lead on Tiger right now.
His routine to warm up.
Downhill putt here. This looks like a brutal putt.
Than it looked on the early shot.
Just got to get it to the hill, and then it's just going to fall off.
4 or 5 paces before the flag, like now. Careful.
And he kills it by.
Wow.
Well,
in Ari's case, he's made only.
That is a tough comebacker for par.
Thursday at the 11th.
He could not put himself in a good spot.
To the second.
So the broadcast is up. Hold number two.
Use the back slope here, Nick, don't we?
Shoffley with his third shot coming in.
Without that backstop. It's about 40 yards.
He's got to flop it over this bunker. What a shot, dude.
With the softness.
Puts it to about 3 feet.
Beautiful touch, beautiful distance control.
Back over to one.
Tiger for birdie. Surprised that Molinari third shot got away from him to that extreme. Stay connected to all the tournament action. The softness, beautiful touch, beautiful distance control.
The touch. All right, back to the goat. Can he make the bird to start it out, baby? Can we do it, Tiger? Oh, it looks no, he pulled it. It's fine. That's an easy two putt. It's about 2 feet.
Really surprised that Molinari third shot got away from him.
Molly has a tough putt right now.
Tournament action anywhere, anytime. visiting masters.com. Within minutes of every shot, fans will be able to follow their favorite players from the drive off the first
tee. So he's got roughly 15 feet. Green.
Just download
it is uphill, Masters app, but it's for par, hole one, final group,
and Instagram.
The pressure's on.
To get the right mix of intention, determination,
the Italian stallion,
and calmness right now.
Putt's rolling up. Ooh, it looks good. Wow. Nuts of steel. Like bronze nuts. That's fantastic, to be honest. 15 feet, it's par save. Like, come on, bro. I would definitely roll that, like, at least 3 foot short.
Man, how about this?
Wow, Jordan Spieth just throws a dagger on the short par three in the front nine.
Significant memories for Jordan Spieth of his play in the final round last year while chasing Patrick Reed. That's good, too.
This is for par for Justin Howding. Very slippery down the hill here. He hit it in the penalty area down the left. I mentioned when we showed the hole from the air. So that'll be a disappointing. Even the five here is a little disappointing. Six will be.
Oh, Matt Kuch. Your boy, Matt Kuch.
At eight under. Another fine
shot. Had a short little snippet on the S&P broadcast. Looking for Bird on hole two. He's minus eight. Rolls it in. Smooth and steady, Matt.
Very quick down behind.
Minus nine.
He moves to nine under in a tie for fifth.
The family man, Matt.
That's the angle Xander Schauffele was firing from. Over
currently
the
just drinking a 60-minute IPA.
And really spin it hard and land a little.
Started it out with a bourbon.
Down the slope. But trying to lob it short and keep it short is very difficult to do, even with the greens as soft as they are this year.
As y'all, if y'all don't recall, there was all the, I mean, there's always a good field for the Masters, obviously, but all the studs were top. You got Schauffele up there, you got Koepka, you got Cantlay, Tiger, Molinari. I mean, the names, Finau, all of them in the mix.
Wonderful up and down from short of the green.
Kuchar.
What a start for Xander Schauffele.
So Xander gets to minus 10. He's only, I believe, three off the lead right now because Molinari saved his par, minus 13.
At the third hole, this for par.
And Ricky, here we go. But Ricky's trying to save par on the par three, fourth. He's minus eight, wearing his Okie State orange.
And
wow, nice par save, Rick.
The
left to right slider down the hill.
On the PGA Tour.
The little pop stroke. You gotta love Rick. He's putting.
Back to two. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Peter. Spectacular.
The nicest but most boring person to watch play golf, Webb Simpson. Great player. Gotta respect the game. Mr. Hybrid. Mr. Family Man, Mr. PGA Tour, but damn is he boring to watch. But he is going to draw stance. He's about to put this one 273. Is he going to try to rip this on the green? No, Webb. You hit hybrids. No chance.
Way right.
Yeah, that was not a good idea, Webb. He just yanks it right.
Oh, that'll be down where Xander Schauffele was.
Now he's got the same shot that Xander had earlier.
That's going to be even more difficult.
And pushes it right in front of the bunker there on hole two. Well, as we thought, Brooks cut the corner, but he cut a little too deep. So he's got to really draw this around the trees. Ooh, and he does. But did he yank it a little too much? I think he did. Yeah, puts it in the front bunk on the left.
Left bunker.
not too much trouble if the lie's fine. Three majors in his last seven. And he didn't play here last year through injury, so really three of his last six.
If you're just catching up, Molinari is just putting his tee down on hole number two, pink dogwood.
He had two really good par saves yesterday morning.
575-yard par 5. The Italian Stallion is just rolling through pars, looking like he did with the Open Championship win. Probably going to hit every fairway today, but let's see. He's going driver. Pretty much everybody goes driver off too. Got to get it down there.
Will it reach the bunker?
But leaks it a little right. Yeah, that's not a good spot.
No, that's a good safe play.
Doesn't even get the hill bounce, so he's going to have no shot to be able to go forward into.
His stability and his precision. Makes very,
very Joe LaCava looking stoic back there.
Young fella is just a prodigious driver of the ball, averaging 320 this week, leads driving distance.
Tony Finau. Short backswing, whip rip right here down the hill. It's going to happen. Ripped. So much awesome. Quick speed. Him and Rom, their swing speed from top to bottom. Their backs are going to kill them when they're 65, but they can create some power.
Very steep downhill lie, but Greg, get it around the corner. Probably going to get a big 5-iron in there. Yes, he has hit it a long way.
Tiger needs a good one off two.
Shape Tiger chooses.
Had a nice first hole, good par.
Off the bunker.
Still down two. Driver off. Ooh, and he yanks it left. Wow, folks, he is in the trees. Off the left.
Very quick. Down the slope
and pretty deep. So I doubt he's going to have any shot. Definitely no shot at the green. On this part. I mean, it's hard to get on the green on this part. Five, anyways. But wow, Jordan Spieth misses a 2-foot birdie. What is wrong with you, Jordan? Come on, bro.
Bill Mickelson.
Old coffee drinking Phil.
Three paces. Oh, it's Fred to Jim Tilt, but to the inch. Look at that, from
215. Wow. Did he put it in? Oh, I was going to say, I was like, I do not remember him putting it in off the fairway, but man, what an iron shot to literally a centimeter.
Molinari in the fairway.
So our leaderboard, Molinari's still got a 2-shot lead over Tiger at minus 11. Molinari's at minus 13. We got 2019 Masters, S&P style, live broadcast, 2019 Masters, broadcast coverage on YouTube.
The weather came in, everything went wrong. I shot 77.
We're going to fast forward through Nick Faldo because I cannot watch him cry again.
Look at the names around you. You still do it.
But maybe I will watch him cry. So, folks.
And went down the first. Yeah, on the front of the green and hold it. 40-foot. Birdie 2. Birdie 4.
Nick was 5 shots back going into the final round. He turned with a bogey-free.
I definitely can't watch him cry again. We have to fast forward. But if you just remember, right after they talk about his Masters win, Jim Nance, and if you want to watch it, that's fine. Starts talking to him about his win, and he's just bawling on national broadcast. I was sitting on my couch, confused. I'm like, I thought we're watching Tiger compete to win his Masters, coming back from all the crap he's came back from, and you got Sir Nick just crying like a baby.
Masters wins 30 years ago.
Like, I was like, what the hell?
Half a lifetime ago. Congratulations. It was about to, yeah.
Never mind. Here we go. We'll just watch it.
It's half my life. That's a bit I have to deal with. I'm enjoying all the memories, but thinking it's half my life ago. Struggling with that one a little bit. Of course, you go on and win it two more times.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's got to be every time you come here, the memories you have.
Of course, it's so special. I have the wonderful tree. I bring my son Matthew.
Just turn it up a little bit.
Since he's 18, he's now 30. So we play together, and obviously I've had a wonderful time walking down the 11th hole. I did a little piece for the club. So to walk down there and reminisce, it's going to turn me up.
Oh, God, Nick. Oh, no, Jim Nance does the handshake when he's crying. He doesn't know what to do.
I knew you wanted to do that to me. Yeah. You rotters.
Special memories.
Oh, God. The emotion, Nick. Sir F and Nick.
And I know exactly how you feel, Nick.
Sheesh. I'm going to have to take another drink. All right, Tiger with his punch out.
Well done, mate.
He's pretty deep. He's got nothing. So he's just going to punch out to hopefully get him a third shot. If I could just punch out half as good as that, oh my. Like the draw between like the pine trees with a whip draw down the hill.
This is for par.
Fantastic. Ian Poulter up for par on that green right ahead. Misses it right. USA. USA. Just missing par putts.
His putt for birdie.
Fall on down the leaderboard, Ian.
I hit it the third. Xander Schauffele.
So Xander's at a similar type of a shot as he was in on hole two, hole three. He's got about 50-ish yards.
Very high and used the softer conditions.
A little bit more than that. He's probably got 75. Going into the par four, hole number three. Little flopper. Ooh, and he's short.
That's what Ricky Fowler did earlier. It'll roll all the way back down the
bottom. Right up into the false front.
Slightly shorter version of the same.
Rolls him all the way down to the bottom. That's what you can't do at Augusta. Greens are all on shelves. So back to Brooks.
Brooks Koepka for birdie.
Hole two for birdie. He's at minus 10. Can he go up the leaderboard? Wow.
Just a machine.
The major specialist. He does get fired up, man, for majors. You can't hate on him.
This was just moments ago for Webb.
Mr. PGA Tour, Webb Simpson, missing his bird. What would you expect?
Now, nice flat lie.
So Molinari again has no shot at the green. He's 307 out.
What angle he wants for the pitch.
Looks like he's hitting a three wood. Draws a little bit, but we'll see.
Clear view.
And that leaves himself in a good spot.
I dreamed it good. It's good as
he's about 60 yards out.
Couldn't drop it any better. Just chip him big run, big 20 feet of.
No, he actually put it in a perfect position because he has all the green to work with. Not only do these guys lay up to the right yardage, they lay up to exactly where they would need to put their next shot. I'm just trying to get it somewhere close to where I'm aiming.
And try and use the slope.
I wish I had that precision. Tony Finau. He's got a shot at the green here on the second shot. He mashed off the tee.
And he picks up that middle slope.
He's got an iron.
Or carry it right over the corner.
Looks like a nice little cut coming in here. But it was soft. But it's all right. He has no green to work with. Every time these people put it on the right side.
Severe downslope.
Of the green in front on hole number two, they just leave themselves with the worst spot. Huge green or huge bunker right in front of them, little green to work with. You literally have to hit a perfect flopper.
Oh,
Xander up on three almost drains it for bird off the green. But after it skipped out of the cup, it's given him quite a bit coming back. Back to the goat. Third shot. 217. Always on a downhill lie here on hole number two. Pins in the back right. You got the best iron player in American history. Or in world history. Back on there behind seven. That's perfect. I mean, do you cut this back? You really try to cut it in there tight? This is always a tough Sunday pin to get at. So he should just try to put it, give himself a birdie putt, but don't worry about putting it close to the hole. But I'm sure, I mean, you know, the goat knows what to do. A little bit shorter than he wanted to, but that is kind of where you want it. But he is on the front. He didn't get quite the yardage to get that little carry to the right because that green will feed to the hole if you can get it far enough. Brooks off the birdie last hole, hole three, tee shot. He's minus 11, two off the lead, tied with Tiger. Pushes it into the gallery, but looks like he's playable. Looks like he's just barely into the rough. The leaderboard, Molinari minus 13, Tiger minus 11 with Brooks tied up. It's going to be a good one, folks. Man, I wish it was April. To 15, regardless of skill level, drive sure chip feels like registration it. Is open, so visit drivechipandputt.com to find a local qualifier. If you're listening in your car, you don't get quite the live broadcast, but you're going to keep rolling just to update you. Final group, they're on hold to Shoffley and Brooks Koepka and some of the other groups ahead are on hole three, making a charge. You got Xander up on hole three, right?